Lawley residents.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Employees at SA Express have called for the firm to pay them their March salaries after the airline failed to pay them last month. The airline's financial situation has deteriorated further after suspending flight operations amid the nationwide lockdown. SA Express is in business rescue, with employees saying there is speculation that the rescue practitioners intend to liquidate the airline. SA Express employee Papa Molo says not being paid salaries amid the lockdown has resulted in staff not being able to make ends meet.
You can understand being a father and not being able to provide for your kids. At the same time, there's this lockdown that's restricting you from making ends meet. If they root for closing the company, then people, then we need to start negotiating for the retrenchment packages. As employees of SA Express, we are eager to have the airline up in the sky. There's proposals from the employees that we can try and make the airline work.
Police have fired rubber bullets at angry Lawley residents outside Johannesburg. The red ants have returned to the area to demolish more homes and shacks. Despite the moratorium on evictions during the lockdown, the red ants are evicting more residents they deem to be land grabbers. Soleka Kodashe is there. We'll have more sound for you on that story later. Power utility Eskom has notified its coal suppliers that it could declare force majeure, meaning it will not be able to fulfill its contractual obligations. This is due to a drop in demand amidst the nationwide lockdown. Eskom says it has put some generation units out of service. Exxaro Resources has confirmed that it has received letters calling force majeure on the coal supply agreements to Eskom's Medupi and Matimba power stations. However, Exxaro says the drop in demand doesn't warrant the declaration of force majeure, as the power stations are still capable of supplying power. And the World Health Organization says all available evidence suggests that the novel coronavirus originated in bats in China late last year, and it was not manipulated or constructed in a laboratory. U.S. President Donald Trump said last week that his government was trying to determine whether the virus emanated from a lab in Wuhan in central China. According to the WHO, the virus is of animal origin. However, it's not clear how the virus had jumped the species barrier to human.